Welcome to the Esports Recap. My name is Boyd, and let's get you filled in. Starting us off, we're going to talk about the CSGO Blast Premier World Finals. On Friday, they started off with two lower bracket round two matches. First up was Na'Vi beating G2. They took Nuke 16-14, then losing to G2 in a close 22-19 match on Inferno. But Na'Vi was able to take the win on Mirage 16-4 to get them moving on. The next match was Liquid beating Astralis 2-0. They took Dust2 16-9 and Mirage 16-13. For these two matches, they went exactly how I thought they would. I didn't expect Liquid to take it as easily as they did. Or did I? I honestly can't remember right now and I don't feel like looking. But Na'Vi beating G2 was the way they did was pretty expected. On Saturday, they then moved on to their upper final match with Gambit beating Vitality 2-0. They took Vertigo 16-13 and Dust2 in an overtime 19-17. Last up on Saturday, we had Na'Vi beat Liquid 2-0. They took Dust2 16-10 and Inferno 16-11. I thought Liquid was going to take it all the way and win the grand finals, and this took them out, so I was wrong. Diggity dang. On Sunday, we had Na'Vi beating Vitality 2-0 again, taking Nuke 16-12 and Dust2 16-5, bringing them up against Gambit in the World Finals. And they were able to take it all the way. They beat them 2-1, with Gambit only taking Mirage 16-11, but then Na'Vi took Ancient 16-11 and Inferno 16-6. I was not expecting Na'Vi to come back, but for some reason, after their last win, they really weren't going to be able to win another one. I thought their luck had run out. I was wrong. And congratulations, Na'Vi. Moving on to the Smash World Tour. Starting off on Ultimate, MKLeo was the grand champion there, winning all 8 of his matches, both in the round robin and in the bracket stage. In second was Cosmos going 8-2. In third was Spargo going 6-2. Fourth was Zomba going 6-3. Tied for fifth, we had Cola and DeBuzz going Cola 4-3 and DeBuzz 5-3. And tied for seventh, we had Proto Banham going 5-2 and Ken going 4-3. Congratulations to MKLeo for a very strong showing in this tournament. Over in Melee was Plup with an 8-0. He won the entire thing, winning all of his round robin and bracket matches. In second, we had Wizrobe going 7-2. Third, we had Polish 9-2. Fourth, we had Triff 7-2. And tied for fifth was AMSA and Hungrybox, both 5-2. And tied for seventh was Pipsqueak and FaceRoll, with Pipsqueak taking 5 matches and 2 losses, and FaceRoll going 5-3. Congratulations to Plup for being able to go undefeated. On both the Melee and Ultimate side, there were just some crazy matches. I was mainly rooting for Cola, and his match against Zomba was something else. Zomba just came to play, and it was fantastic to watch. Moving on to the Halo Championship Series Raleigh kickoff, we had Cloud9 taking the whole thing. They went through the winner's bracket and did not stop. They beat EUnited 4-1 in the championship, with EUnited losing to Cloud9 in the winner's finals, going down to the losers, winning out, coming back just to lose again. So in second was EUnited, third was FaZe Clan, fourth was Sentinels, and tied for fifth and sixth was Pioneers and Optic. Congratulations to Cloud9 and everyone who participated and had a great showing. I'm really excited for the Halo Championship Series. I think it's going to be great. I'm going to have a great time watching it. Moving on to the Siege European League. In their third place match, Na'Vi beat G2 2-1, losing Chalet 7-3, but then going 7-3 on Bank and 7-2 on Clubhouse. In the championship match, we had BDS beat Empire 3-0. They took it 7-3 on Coastline, 7-0 on Chalet, and 7-2 on Cafe. Congratulations, BDS, for being the European champion. And last but not least, we had our Hearthstone World Championships. Moving on from Group A, you had Possessi and Gabby, and in Group B, Glory and Mick Banterface. What a name. Glory beat Gabby, winning the first game with a Hunter deck over a Rogue, and then a Druid over a Rogue, then losing to a Rogue over Paladin, and a Hunter over Paladin, then taking the whole thing, winning with a Paladin over a Demon Hunter deck. In the second match, Possessi beat Mick Banterface. Again, what a name. He first lost to a Warlock deck with his Demon Hunter deck, but then won with a Hunter over Rogue, lost in a Demon Hunter v Demon Hunter, won with a Demon Hunter v Rogue, and then took it with a Rogue v Rogue. And in the grand final match, we had Lori losing to Possessy. In the first game, it was a rogue over druid for Possessy, and then a druid over demon hunter for Possessy. But then Glory came in with a druid over demon hunter, a hunter over demon hunter, but it was Possessy with a demon hunter over demon hunter to win the grand championship. Congratulations, Possessy. And that's all I got. So why don't we do this again tomorrow, yeah?